quarter brought to you by this Michigan-based company, Dunham Sports. Their big names bring you in. Their low prices bring you back. Here come the Ravens now. First and 10 from the Lion 34. Start of the second quarter. Again, they go pistol. Flacco with Ray Rice behind it. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Tight end is Ed Dixon, tight to the line, left side.
Two third down conversions this drive. Both passes to the tight end.
Flacco takes, turns, get the right. He's buried in the backfield. Going to get dropped for a loss back to the 37-yard line by Don Carey.
Well, there's that blitz again. The Lions line a safety up on the ball. They walk him up, and basically he comes off the edge. And if you don't think he's coming, and you run the running play in there, he's unblocked, and Carey makes the play.
Loss of 3, 2nd and 13 coming up. Flacco out of the gun, Rice to his left. So far, Flacco 3 out of 4 for 39 yards on this drive. Lions show a four-man front. They send four. Flacco back, loads, throws right side, got it complete. It is caught. Jacoby Jones with it, fighting inside the 30 and down to the 24-yard line. It's going to be close to a first down. Looks like he's about a half yard shy, and it'll be third down coming up.
You know, that's the tough part about the idea that they'll go deep, is that that out and up really scares a cornerback, and you give those wideouts a lot of cushion.
Third down, Flacco turns, flips it out. Rice has it. First down and more. Cutting outside at the 20 to the 15 and driven out of bounds to the 13-yard line by Glover Quinn. It'll be first and 10 Baltimore from there. Lions red zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. Gain of 12 on the play.
Flacco quick snap the Lions on that one. They got to the line of scrimmage. Lion defense wasn't completely ready. And Willie Young got caught looking inside, and they ran a little pitch sweep outside of him.
Bernard Pierce into the game. He's to the left of Flacco, who's in the gun. First and 10 Baltimore from the Lion 13. Lions up 7-0. Long count for Flacco with this crowd making noise. Lions show blitz. Here they come. Flacco throws right side. Receiver never turned and located. Torrey Smith. Looked like he almost thought that was a running play. He was going to block, Brandy. Jonte Green in coverage, and they'll be second and 10.
Clearly not on the same page, because you're right. Smith took off, and he went down to block the corner, and the ball sailed right over his head. Flacco thought he was going to run a slant route.
Second and 10 now from the Lion 13. 13th play of this drive.
Watch the tight ends.
Crowd making noise. Flacco leans in. He's got it. Turns. Gives to Pierce. Pierce tries the right side. Wiggles his way down to the 11-yard line for a pickup of 2. Stopped there by Stephen Tulloch and Israel Adonijay. That's going to bring up now 3rd and 8. Ravens have been awful good on third down. The Lions need to stand up right here.
Big red zone stop here for the Lions. Really would help them.
Ray Rice checks in. Bernard Pierce goes out. Ravens go empty with Flacco out of the gun.
They got Ray Rice split wide right, and you've got linebacker Tulloch out there all alone with him.
Crowd on its feet here at Ford Field. Third down and 8 for the Ravens from the Lion 11. Flacco's got it. Straight drop. Blitz comes. Flacco in trouble. Throws it away incomplete. And that'll bring up 4th down. Devin Taylor coming off the right side unblocked. And Flacco just had to get rid of that ball.
Well, when they go empty, Gunther Cunningham decides if they go empty, there's no back to protect Flacco. I'm bringing everybody. And that time, he got a great job by the interior defense, forcing them to block. And Devin Taylor came free, unblocked, and forced Flacco to throw the incompletion.
Tucker for the field goal attempt now from 29 yards. Hash mark right side. 29 of 31 of the season. Spot down, kick is up, and it is good. And the Ravens are on the board. It is now the Lions 7 and Baltimore 3. 12:49 to go first half. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flippin' genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. This is the 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford Tough.
It's winter in Michigan, which means you're going to hear a lot of four-letter words. Cold, snow, wind, leak, brr.
But with Wallside Windows, you hear these four-letter words. Warm, snug, safe, glad, save.
Right now, save one half off every Wallside window we make with 4 years, no interest. And Wallside installs 12 months a year. So remember this four-letter word. Call 1-800-521-7800.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to book your holiday party now. Buddy's offers salad, pasta, and veggie party trays and specially priced dine-in party packages. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 67 years.
Today's game brought to you by McDonald's Brewing, the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Lions set to get the football back. Jeremy Ross back deep. Be interesting to see what happens here on this kick, Brandy. That opening kickoff was a low line drive, and again, we didn't know if Tucker was attempting to keep it away from Ross or if he just hit it wrong.
Well, we'll probably get a better indication now whether they want to kick off to Ross or whether they're going to try to keep the ball away from him.
7-3, Lions on top, 12:49 to go first half. Tucker's got it on a tee. Faces off his run up, and he's ready. Ross standing about 6 yards deep in the end zone to our left. And he sends it deep. Ross ranging to his right. He'll take it 8 yards deep and take a knee for a touchback. And the Lions will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. 12:49 to go in the first. They're up 7-3. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Between frozen toes, a runny nose, and bulky clothes, it's pretty easy to know when it's time to get winter tires, and it's even easier to know just where to get them.
At Bell Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest tire price period on just the right winter tires for your ride. Our experts will help you choose the right winter tire for your vehicle and your budget so you can get where you're going in bad winter weather. And with our optional tire storage program, we'll clean and store your off-season tires in our climate-controlled warehouse so you don't have to lug them home again. Then we'll reinstall them for you when the weather changes.
Wow, a valet service for my tires. Nice. I got the lowest tire price and room in my garage to park the car. I'm beginning to like winter.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire's open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com.
You don't watch football to help you sleep at night. You watch to get closer to the action. And playing fantasy football on NFL.com gets you close enough to get grass stains every day of the week. Free mobile apps bring the action to wherever you are, and customized matchup previews give you enough info to call an audible on game day. Make every day feel like Sunday. Sign up for free at NFL.com/fantasy.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners, like Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, family-owned and operated for 45 years.
Here come the Lions, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line now, leading 7-3.
Run game has been very important for the Lions so far in this game with a 7-3 lead. 9 rushes, 56 yards. They're averaging 6-2 a carry. That's a pretty good number if Lions can keep that up.
Stafford up under center, Bush the lone back. Two receivers left, one right. Matthew gives to Reggie. Drives the middle of that line, picks up 4. And second down and 6. Tackle made by Jameel McClain. Ravens come in having won 3 in a row. 4 out of their last 5.
The other thing I'd like to see the Lions do now is, mentioned it during the break, Dan, is get the ball to Calvin. I mean, he know he had that drop earlier. Get him back in the flow. Get him into the game. Slant, cut, anything. But he's got to be part of this offense for it to really fly.
Dalvin goes left side. Jimmy Smith runs out there with him. Joy Bell in the game at running back for the Lions. Stafford up under center. Movement up front. Looked like the Ravens were in early. Two players, 93, D'Angelo Tyson, 92, Haloti Ngata. Were they drawn off, or did they just make an early jump?
Encroachment, number 92 defense, 5-yard penalty, remain second down.
Penalty against Ngata. That'll bring up second and one as the Lions get five free ones with 12:08 to go first half, leading 7-3. Jordan Dickerson out, Nate Burleson in. Second and one for the Lions. Stafford under center. Joyke Bell the lone back. Four-man front for the Ravens. Stafford digs in, takes the football, gives Joyke. Little stutter step, and boy, he got hit. Got the first down, but not by much. Got to the 31-yard line. Paid the price on that one. Gain of two. And the Lions move the chains. ...11:20 to go here in the first half. Huge game for both these teams. Lions fighting to stay atop the NFC North. Ravens with a chance to take a step up in their division and also in the AFC wildcard race. Stafford on first down. Turns. Fakes to give to Joyke. Rolls and throws. Wants Calvin. Calvin makes the catch. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did. Well, no, they're going to say he did not. Out at the 46-yard line. Jimmy Smith in coverage. Calvin laid out. Tried to get both feet down.
Incomplete pass. Second down.
Take a look at the replay. Calvin got both hands on it. Knee came down, and he did not have control of the ball. That ball was moving as he came down, so it doesn't matter what happens in terms of getting something down in bounds. Once that ball's moving and you're out, you didn't complete the process.
More importantly, you saw the run fake hold a lot of Baltimore Ravens, and it got Stafford some time on the bootleg.
Second and 10, Stafford out of the gun. He's got it, takes the handoff, sets and throws. It is incomplete. Wanted Durham. Nope, he caught it. At the 36-yard line. Durham caught it, took a big hit on the play, and still made the catch, picked up 5 yards. It'll be third down and five. Credit Durham. Took a shot, but hung on.
Good throw, too. Stafford threw it in there low. And Durham went down and got it out of there, even though he was getting drilled.
Lord Darius Webb put a big shot on him, and that brings up third and five for the Lions now. 10.5 to go, first half. 7-3, Detroit up. Stafford goes empty out of the gun. Reggie Bush goes slot to the right side. The Ravens loading up on that line. They're bringing it. Stafford throws, setting up a receiver screen left side, and it's blown up. Threw it to the left side, and Lardarius Webb read it as Nate Burleson caught the football and buried him right away, and the Lions will have to punt it away.
Good defense by the Ravens. It's almost like they were in the playbook that time. They saw it coming all the way, and that's how you play good defense. You anticipate, you've seen it on film, and you recognize the set, and you go get it.
Webb back deep, Martin to punt. Pressure comes, got it off. Webb comes up to take it at the 21-yard line, to the 30, to the 35, to the 40. Hit and dropped as he crosses the 45 to the 46. It's Jacoby Jones on the return. The Ravens are going to have good field position. 42-yard punt, but a 24-yard return. And trailing 7-3, the Ravens will try to get something going with their offense headed back on the field. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Now's a great time to lease a 2014 Ford Escape during the Dream Big sales event at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. With the available EcoBoost engine, Escape offers an EPA estimated rating of up to 32 mpg on the highway. Plus, with its great cargo capacity and available hands-free, foot-activated liftgate, it'll make loading those holiday gifts a breeze. For a limited time, current AC Plan lessees can lease a 2014 Escape SE front-wheel drive for only $199 a month for 24 months with 1,012 due at signing. Cash due includes first month's payment, acquisition fee, and wage security deposit. Excludes title, taxes, and license fees. Some payments higher, some lower. Not all lessees will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Low Mileage Lease. Residency restrictions apply. Payment includes $500 renewal bonus cash for current RCL, RCO lessees who lease again through Ford Credit. Take retail delivery by January 2nd, 2014. See dealer for details. See your Southeast Michigan Ford dealer today or visit us at thankfordfirst.com.
Jim Brandstetter here. Being hurt in an accident doesn't mean you need to be penalized. You just have to come up with a play that gets you the money you deserve. Here's the play. Don't punt. Call Sam. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. Don't let the insurance company intercept your chance to get what you deserve. Call us at 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage today.
1-800-CALL-SAM. You won't need instant replay to know you've made the right call.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's original square pizza since 1946.
Today's game brought to you by Henry Ford Health System, official hospitals of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. First and 10 Ravens from their own 46. Lions up 7-3, 9:40 to go first half. Flacco out of the gun, Rice to his left. Four-man front for Detroit. Flacco fakes the toss, sets it up right side, throws it in the flat. It is caught. Short gain to Ed Dixon, who's upended immediately by Glover Quinn. Got one on the play. It'll be second and 9.
Lions taking notice of those tight ends that Baltimore used quite well on the last possession. That time, Glover Quinn, safety, much tighter in coverage on a tight end on a naked bootleg type play.
Lions go nickel, five defensive backs. Flacco out of the gun on second and 9. Baltimore will scrimmage from their own 47. Inside handoff to Ray Rice, a lot of traffic, and he'll go down. Lucky if he got back to the line of scrimmage. He did. Willie Young took him down. It's going to bring up third and 9 now.
Well, that's that patented little move by Willie Young where he lines up as a defensive end and then comes down inside to get inside the tackle. He just causes real problems with the blocking scheme over there with Michael Orr, and he really blows up the play.
Ravens 2 out of 4 on third down, looking at a third and 9 here. 65,000 strong, standing and making noise. Flacco out of the gun. Four-man front for Detroit. They'll be revving their engines here. Flacco's got it. Straight drop. With time. Throws over the middle. Incomplete. Intended out there for Marlon Brown, and the Ravens will have to punt it away.
Good three and out stand by the Lions there. Really nice job.
Ravens at good field position after the return by Jones, but the Lions defense stands tall.
I think the first play set the tone on that possession where Glover Quinn comes up on an open receiver and stops him after just 1 yard. That's good, solid defense there.
Cook to punt. Ross standing on the 8-yard line to our left. Cook's got it. Hangs it high. With a flag down, Ross fields it at the 9. To the right. To the 15 and taken down at the 17-yard line. Let's find out about that flag. 44-yard punt, 8-yard return. Carl Sheppers, our referee, will fill us in here. It's going to be against the
Prior
Ravens.
Prior to the kick, holding, number 46 of the kicking team. 10 yards will be added to the end of the return. Timeout.
The Lions will pick up some field position based on the penalty against Morgan Cox. They lead it 7-3. 8:08 to go first half. They've got the football back. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Hey Lions fans, Jim Brandstetter here. You know, health insurance is like a good left tackle. It protects your blind side if you or someone in your family needs immediate care from a doctor or hospital. But if you're out there on your own, unprotected and uninsured, you should never think that health insurance is out of reach. Because the government is now providing millions of dollars to help uninsured people afford health coverage. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan makes it easy to find out whether you qualify. Just grab your cell phone and text 4SUBSIDY to 222-752. That's the number 4, followed by the word subsidy to 222-752. You'll be asked a few questions, and Blue Cross will text you the subsidy amount you may qualify for. You could get health insurance, plus end up saving a lot of money. To find out whether you're eligible for government money, just text 4SUBSIDY to 222-752.
Normal data plan charges will apply. Please be safe. Never text while driving. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Air. Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier. And for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 a day coupon.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like Dunham Sporting Goods. Our big names bring you in, and our low prices bring you back.
8:08 to go first half. Lions have it first and 10 from their own 28 after the 10-yard penalty against the Ravens on that punt a moment ago. Matthew Stafford in the offense back out there. Stafford so far today, 4 out of 8 for 51 yards. Sends Durham and Burleson left, Calvin Johnson right. Jimmy Smith seems to be following Calvin wherever he goes. Two deep safeties for the Ravens on first down. Stafford up under center, Joyke Bell alone back. Stafford wants to throw, looking Calvin's way, now throws. Megatron's got it, makes the catch. Crossed the 30 to the 35-yard line. Got seven on the play. It'll be second and three. That time, Stafford just kind of looked Calvin's way and waited, and then fired it.
Yeah, again, I think they've got to get Calvin into the game. They've got to get him off. And that time, I think Stafford even double-clutched. He waited and waited. Finally, Calvin got a little separation, and he ripped it in there for a good 8-yard gain.
With that, Calvin becomes the first player in NFL history to record 5,000 yards receiving in a span of three seasons. Two tight ends set for the Lions, and Dylan Gandy reports is eligible as well.
First charge timeout, Detroit.
There was 6 seconds left on the play clock.
30-second timeout.
Clearly somebody saw something they did not like, so the Lions will burn a timeout right there. They have two remaining with 7:28 to go in the half.
And we got the opportunity to tell all of you folks that Detroit Lions premium club seats are still available for the December 22nd game against the New York Giants. Lion club seats feature the best sight lines in the stadium, plush leather seating and private club lounges, complete with premium full-service bars and local Detroit favorite mini restaurants. Visit DetroitLions.com or call 877-212-8898. That's 877-212-8898. Talking about those mini restaurants, how about the press box fair tonight?
Oh, yeah.
American Coney Island. Man, now that's some press box food, isn't it?
We enjoyed that.
We did indeed.
To the penalty.
Lions had 12 men in the huddle, and they're going to get called for a 5-yard penalty. Tim Schwartz out there to argue, will not win. So that moves the ball back to the 30, and instead of second and three, you're looking at second and eight. Boy, you hate that coming out of a timeout. Stafford up under center, here we go. He takes, turns, gives to Joyke Bell, right up the middle. Joyke is hit by Nada and taken down as he gets to the 34-yard line. Gain of four on the play. It's going to bring up third and four now. Clock moving, 7:05 to go first half.
You run into Haloti Nada, you're not going to go very far.
No, you may run into him, but you're not going to run through him.
6'4", 330 out of Oregon. Number one pick to these Ravens in 06.
Four-time Pro Bowler.
Not bad.
Reggie Bush into the game for the Lions on third and four. 6:45 to go in the half. They lead it 7-3. They go empty. Stafford out of the gun. Bush splits out wide right. Lions really spreading out that Raven defense. Play clock at three. They get it off. Matthew looks, in trouble. Now throws. Behind Calvin, incomplete out at the 39-yard line. Pressure coming that time from Terrell Suggs.
And did they have the matchup they wanted? They took Jimmy Smith, and he came out wide right on Reggie Bush. And they left Darryl Smith, the middle linebacker, covering Calvin. Calvin's got to be quicker coming across the ball. But, boy, that was the matchup they wanted. Calvin Johnson on the middle linebacker.
Sam Martin to punt. Jacoby Jones back deep. Sam's got it. Sends it on its way. High punt. Good punt. Jones calls for the fair catch and makes it to the 17-yard line. That's where the Ravens will take over after a 49-yard punt with no return by Martin. 6:21 to go first half. Lions up 7-3. Ravens have it back. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe here, and it's true, I have visited a lot of job sites. And the truck I see more than any other, the Ford F-Series pickup. But don't take my word for it.
I put this truck through some abuse. I tow all the time, towing Bobcats, excavators, materials, blocks, just lots of heavy weight.
I was able to work every day pulling people out of snowdrifts.
Now, Ford wants to hear what you have to say about your F-Series truck. You could win a trip to see your favorite sports team play on the road. All you have to do is go to Ford.com, check out either the F-150 or the Super Duty, hit the We Own Work Get Started button, click on the link to the truck cards, create one of your own. You'll battle your truck card against other truck cards and earn points. Just another way to put your truck to work.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Ends 8/31/14. Open to registered members of Ford's social website who are legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Official rules available at social.ford.com/leaderboard rules.
Jim Brandstetter here with some good advice. If you're in an accident, don't fumble the ball. Don't let the insurance company get an advantage. If you're pressured to sign something, don't punt. Call Sam. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. Don't let the insurance company take you out of the game. Call us at 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
1-800-CALL-SAM. You won't need instant replay to know you've made the right call.
Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like the Ford Motor Company, the official automotive company of the Lions Radio Network.
7-3 Lions on top. Ravens have it first and 10 from their own 18-yard line. They break the huddle, send two receivers to the right, one to the left. That's Torrey Smith, and Jonte Green goes with him. Two deep safeties for the Lions. Bernard Pierce is the back. Deep end of a pistol formation. Flacco turns, fakes to give, wants to throw. Plenty of time in the pocket. Plenty of time. He can run it right up the middle. 20, 25, and slides down at the 26-yard line. Just shy of the 26 is where they'll mark him down. Gain of 7 on the play.
Well, they wanted to go deep again. They wanted to go up top and get a real big one. And the Lions secondary was up to it. He didn't leave Flacco any place to throw.
Well, just can't give him that much time. He had all day back there.
And you got to get a rush up the middle. You got to get a push up there because that's right where he scrambles.
2nd and 3. Flacco out of the gun. Pierce to his right.
Notice what they've got now? Sue is right on the nose. He's playing basically a nose guard.
Flacco checks his protection. Now he leans in. High snap. Hauls it in. Gives to Pierce. He is hit and taken down, shy of the first down at the 27. Got 2. It'll be 3rd and 1.
And Sue came off that block by the center and made the play.
Ndamukong Suh with the tackle. 3rd and 1 coming up. 5:20 clock moving here. First half. 7-3 Lions up. Ray Rice checks in on 3rd and 1. Ravens 2 of 5 on 3rd down so far today. Ravens changing personnel. Dennis Pitta will go off.
It's 6-6. Why not run the quarterback sneak?
Ndamukong Suh right over that center. That might be one reason why. Flacco up under center. Now he backs out. Play clock at 2. Play clock at 1. Flacco gets it off. Rolls to his right. Sets and throws. He gets the first down to Marlon Brown. Boy, that looked anything but smooth for the Ravens that time. They had to hurry it up, but they needed 1 and got 2.
Hey, I guess I don't get that one. You got a half yard, a 6-foot-6-inch quarterback, and the other guys are running basically a three-man front. So you got either side of the center. But Jim Caldwell, the offensive coordinator, dialed up a pass on 3rd and short from his own end zone. Or from his own end.
4:15 to go in the half now. 1st and 10 Ravens from their own 29. Flacco out of the gun. Pistol formation. Deep back is Rice. Flacco turns, fakes to give to Rice. Wants to throw deep. Does deep middle. Flag down. Caught. It is Torrey Smith with it in Lions territory to the 49-yard line. Flag came from deep in the secondary. That's a 22-yard gain.
It's going to be on the Lions, a face mask. I think, or hands to the face. I don't know whether this goes after
personal
the play.
Personal foul. Face mask. Oh, number 36, defense. 15 yards will be added to the end of the play. Automatic. First down.
Called against Jonte Green. And that will move from the 49 down to the Lions 34-yard line. That's a big penalty against Green.
Huge penalty. You know, the other thing is Flacco's having room to step up in the pocket.
8 out of 12, 79 yards for Flacco. Smith with 3 catches for 50 yards.
And that would mean if you've got that room to step up, you're not getting that inside pressure, that inside push. to take that step-up space away from Flacco.
Barely in Sue in the middle of that defensive line right now. Lions show blitz on first and 10. Flacco's got it. Blitz comes. Flacco in trouble. Slips it. Throws deep middle. It is up and incomplete with a flag down inside the five. Wanted Marlon Brown. Delmas and Carey were out there in coverage. And this is going to go against the Lions. And it's going to be first and goal, it appears, for Baltimore. There is a huddle amongst the officials. Let's see what they come up with.
He's playing the ball all the way. I guess I don't get this one. You've got a defender who's playing the ball the whole way, and there's contact
pass
made.
Interference, number 26, defense. Grabbing the jersey and restricting the receiver. Automatic first down.
Well, grabbing the jersey, if in fact Delmas did that, usually a dead giveaway. And it's going to be first and goal now from the 10 for the Ravens.
Lewis Delmas never touched him.
It's Carey that did it. It was 32, not 26.
Okay, but I was going to say, they called it on Delmas, though, right?
They did. First and goal for the Ravens. Flacco out of the gun, Rice to his left. Flacco's got it. Fakes to give. Nope, gave it to Rice. And Rice is down to the 6-yard line. Gain of 4. It'll be second and goal from there. Clock moving. 3:15 to go first half. Ravens down, but looking to take the lead if they can find the end zone. Lions defensive front just really has not been able to apply much pressure today. Second and goal now from the 6. Red zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. Flacco leans in, barks out the signals. Lions show a 4-man front. Flacco's got it. Wants to throw. Does left side. Wants Brown and overthrows him incomplete. It'll be third and goal from the 6. Now Don Carey in coverage from Detroit.
Good job by Carey. Stayed with him even though the receiver, Brown, has a little room. He still pushes him so far to the sideline. Flacco doesn't have a lot of room to drop that ball in there.
Ravens 3 out of 6 on third down today. Big play right here.
I think you watch the tight end. He's flexed out to the left on this formation.
4-man front for the Lions. Flacco out of the gun, Rice to his right. Willie Young jumps inside. Flacco's got it. Looks in trouble. Flacco throws incomplete. Wanted Rice down around the 6-yard line, and there is a flag down. And it's going to be a hold against the Ravens.
Number 60 offense. That penalty's declined. Fourth down.
Eugene Monroe called for the hold. That time the Lions brought the pressure.
That was huge. And again, the pressure forces Flacco out of the pocket. Any quarterback moving on the run, not moving forward, stepping up in the pocket, Averill Plant throwing back against his body is not going to be as accurate. And that's what happens. When Flacco's done that twice, he's overthrown 2 passes.
Tucker with a 24-yard attempt. Hash mark right side. He's 1 for 1 so far today. He's ready. There's his snap. Spot down. Kick is up, and it's good. Lions defense able to hold him out of the end zone, though, and they still lead it by a score of 7-6 with 2:32 to go first half. The Lions have 2 timeouts to work with. Scoreboard says 3, but they did use one earlier. They should have 2 timeouts remaining. Send it back to Dan Hasty right now in our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update.
Good evening, guys. A whole lot of moving parts, obviously, to this NFC playoff picture because of yesterday. Obviously, a lot to be decided still tonight. We delve into that. We'll also recap the first half once our halftime show begins. Back to you guys at Ford Field.
All right, thank you very much. That 12 men in the huddle negated that timeout that the Lions had called. So the Lions do, in fact, have 3 timeouts to work with, 2:32, and they'll get the football back.
You know, Dan, before games, you and I get tons of literature from the league and both teams to talk about stats and what they do. We are watching tonight the best team in the NFL in red zone defense in Baltimore. They're tied with Carolina. And the number 3 team, the Detroit Lions. And the Lions twice have come up with big stops in the red zone, keeping Baltimore away from touchdowns.
Tucker with the kickoff. Ross is going to field it 3 yards deep, but he's coming out middle of the field. Ross 5'10". Ross left side 15. Ross to the 20. Ross to the 25 and gets out close to the 30-yard line, and that's where the Lions will take over. First down and 10. And there is an injured Raven on the field back at the 21-yard line. Training staff for Baltimore out to take a look.
And you think going back,
Asa Jackson is the player who was shaken up. He's walking off under his own power.
Excuse me, but as you get down here to the end of the first half, you think about those stats in the red zone. The Lions went once to the red zone and scored a touchdown. The Ravens have been twice to the red zone, but only come up with two field goals. That's a win for the Lions.
Stafford 2 out of 3 on the opening drive for 40 yards as he led them on a touchdown journey. 3 out of 7 since for 18 yards and a sack. First and 10. Stafford under center. Turns, fakes to give to Joyt. Fakes to give on the end around to Burleson. Throws in the flat to Joyt Bell, and he dropped it. Throw was a little bit low, but certainly a catchable ball for Joyt. A couple of drops for the Lions tonight. That was well blocked as well. They'd have had a chance to pick up some yards there.
Got to make that catch. I mean, just
got to make that catch.
You can't, you know, Stafford can't throw it perfect right between the numbers every time. That was waist high, a little inside, but clearly a catchable ball.
Second and 10 for the Lions now from their own 29. Stafford out of the gun. Matthew takes. Pocket holds, loads and throws. Got to complete. Burleson first down. Gets out to the 39-yard line, to the 40. Pickup of 11 on the play. Clock moving down to 2:10. Lions will hustle to the line. They won't have time to run another play, though, before we get to the two-minute warning. 2 minutes to go first half. Lions have it first and 10 at their own 40. They lead it 7-6. Two-minute warning brought to you by Crown Royal Maple Finished. Whiskey started, maple finished. Please drink responsibly. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Now's a great time to lease a 2014 Ford Fusion during the Dream Big Sales event at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. The Fusion is loaded with available features that make your life easier, like the rear-view camera or the adaptive cruise control with forward collision warning. And to keep you safe on those snow-covered roads when you need it most, the available intelligent all-wheel drive uses sensors to constantly monitor traction. And right now, everyone can lease a 2014 Fusion SE front-wheel drive for only $199 a month for 24 months with $2538 due at signing. Cash due includes first month's payment, acquisition fee, and waived security deposit. Excludes title, taxes, and license fees. Some payments higher, some lower. Not all lessees will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Low Mileage Lease. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by January 2nd, 2014. See dealer for details. So see your Southeast Michigan Ford dealer today and take advantage of this $199 Fusion lease offer before it's gone.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Drive through McDonald's today and treat your taste buds with the new Dollar Menu and more for $1, $2, or $5. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
The NFL with its homecoming program, former players from each team making a return. Desmond Howard introduced a moment ago. Great ovation from the crowd. For time served, certainly, with the Lions, and I think probably a little bit for what he accomplished in Ann Arbor as well.
I think so. Plus, here's a guy that was a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
He's got quite a resume.
He's done things. First and 10 Lions now from their own 40. 2 minutes to go, first half. Stafford out of the gun. Raven showing blitz, loading up that line. Stafford's got it. Quick throw, right side, got it to Calvin. Calvin is taken down immediately after a one-yard gain. Jimmy Smith with nice work in the open field. Clock moving, 2nd and 9 coming up for the Lions.
It's all right. You got to try to get the ball to your playmakers. And again, Smith has done a nice job on Calvin. Calvin actually dropped one. He could have had about 40, 50 yards receiving tonight, but dropped one when he was wide open.
Lions go straight to the line. Stafford's got it. With time, throws. Raven territory. Calvin dropped it again.
Oh, man.
What in the world is going on? Little behind it, but, man, you just don't see Calvin drop that ball. stops the clock with 1:32 to go. Boy, that's a good throw. Calvin should catch that down around the 42-yard line of Baltimore.
Man.
Instead, it's third and nine now. Two drops tonight for Megatron. Lions from their own 41. Third down. Stafford sends two left, one right. Joy Bell to his right. Ravens send four. Stafford's got it. Steps and throws. He's hit as he throws, and it's incomplete. And the Lions are going to have to punt it away with 1:27 to go. Elvis Dumervil got in there. And Dumervil's been a nice find since that contract snafu in Denver freed him up. He's come here and got 9.5 sacks.
Three-time Pro Bowler. Nice to find that in your Christmas tree last year, wasn't it?
Sure was. Denver's loss was Baltimore's game. Fourth punt from Martin. 43-yard average so far. Jones is deep. Martin's got it. Sends it on its way. Jacoby Jones calls for a fair catch at the 15-yard line. And that's where the Ravens will take over after a 44-yard punt. They have three timeouts to work with. And 1:20 on the clock.
The thing you talk about are those drops by Calvin Johnson. Both of those would have been first downs. Both of those would have given the Lions opportunities offensively to move the ball some more. Because he had first downs on those third down throws that he dropped. Those are the things you cannot let happen. You've got to play a clean game. You've got to execute when you've got the play to be made.
You're thinking about Justin Tucker, kicker for the Ravens. Career long is 56. Right now they scrimmage from their own 15. Flacco's got it. Lions send four. Flacco throws. Got a man wide open. Across the 30 is Jacoby Jones. Out to the 33 with a first down. Clock moving down to 1:10.
And the Lions rushing four are not getting a lot of pressure. You mentioned it last possession, Dan.
Flacco's got it on first down. And again, he's got time. And again, he's got a man wide open. Again, it's Jones inside Lion territory and down to the 46-yard line.
Well, that's just too easy. Two plays, and they go from their own 15 to Lion territory at the 46.
Two plays, 39 yards, and the Ravens are in business now. Down 7-6, but moving. Got out of bounds. That stops the clock with 56 seconds to go. The Ravens have three timeouts. And here they come to the line. Crowd getting a little bit restless here. Lions scored in their opening drive. Not much since. Flacco on first down. Rolling to his right. Hit as he throws, and it's incomplete. DeAndre Levy brought the pressure. Stops the clock with 51 seconds left. Second and 10 coming up for Baltimore.
Well, the Lions finally dialed up a little pressure by bringing linebackers late. And that's one where I don't think Flacco read it. Never saw Levy coming because Levy got mixed up in the pass rush. And he came bouncing out of there and stopped Flacco from getting to the edge.
Two receivers right, one left. Second and 10 Baltimore from the Lion 46. Lions up 7-6, 51 seconds to go first half. Flacco's got it, throws right side. It is caught. Jacoby Jones receiver screen, well read by the Lions. Gets down to the 44-yard line. Glover Quinn makes the tackle there. It's a gain of two. It'll bring up third and eight. Clock moving down to 35 seconds left.
He saw that in a hurry, didn't he? Man, Glover Quinn got out of there and made a great play on that one.
All right, third down here, down to 25 seconds to go. Ravens need eight to move the chains. Flacco's got it. Blitz comes. Flacco in trouble. Spins out of one tackle. Throws deep left side for Marlon Brown. It is up and incomplete, and that's going to be pass interference. Bill Bentley was trailing in coverage the whole way, and it was just too much contact. That's going to be on number 28. Louis Delmas was coming over to help. And boy, Bentley didn't have bad position. But he never turned and located. And when Brown tried to come back for the ball, Bentley was there and didn't allow him to do it.
They're talking about this one, too. Because I think Bentley got his head turned around and looked at the ball. And the ball was underthrown. He was playing about now. And they're going to get the call.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness, number 26, defense.
What?
For illegal contact on a defenseless player to the head and neck area. 15-yard penalty from the previous spot.
That's awful.
Automatic first down.
Now, I got to tell you, that call is awful. I mean, everybody's jumping around. Delmas came in there.
How can you play the game?
That's some.
How can you play the game in the secondary when they don't allow you to do that?
I thought they were going to call Bentley for
PI. I did too.
And instead, it's a 15-yard mark off. This will put Baltimore into field goal range.
And I thought the Bentley call was a little shaky because he did actually turn his head and locate the ball and get a hand up. But Delmas gets the call.
Delmas came in there with his head up. Marlon Brown comes down. You can't always account for where the receiver's going to be.
Well, and he's coming, trying to come back to the ball. Delmas would have hit him with a shoulder. I tell you what, that's why players have such a difficult time figuring out how to play this game anymore.
Here come the Ravens, first and 10 now. And the Lions are going to take a timeout. Jim Schwartz wants to talk it over. First and 10 Ravens after the penalty. They scrimmage from the Detroit 29. We'll step aside for 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio. 97.1. The Ticket. WXYT FM HD Detroit. A CBS radio station.
They're definitely in range for Justin Tucker now, who has 29 consecutive field goals, longest streak in the NFL. Well, if you're Lewis Delmas, it looked like you played that thing pretty well.
Well, you're the deep safety, and what he's doing his job is he's got to come over and give the cornerback help deep outside, and he was there. The ball is there. He's making a play on the receiver in the ball, and he gets called. That's, to me, a bad call.
Here come the Ravens on first and 10. Flacco's got it. Throws right side. Got it complete inside the 20, inside the 15, and down to the 14 with 10 seconds to go. It is caught by Dennis Pitta. Now, with 10 seconds left, Ravens have two timeouts. You got one shot to the end zone. Pretty much can take a shot anywhere you want. And then you got time to call a timeout and send your field goal unit on. So they're in a good position here as they have it first and 10 at the Lion 14. Keep an eye on Marlon Brown. Spotter Joe Abramson points out the undrafted rookie out of Georgia, who's been terrific. He's 6'5". 6 touchdowns this year as well for him. Here come the Ravens. Down by one, but knock it on the door. 10 seconds to go, first half. Flacco out of the gun. Four-man front for the Lions. They send four. Flacco back. Looks, throws, and throws it out the back of the end zone. Caught by a fan in the front row who's got a nice souvenir, and the Ravens will send on Tucker for his third field goal attempt of the night. And boy, just no pressure that time on Flacco. Had time to stand back there and just bounce. Look.
Well, going at halftime, you're going to have to decide, okay, we're going to bring some heat, basically from linebackers, safeties, blitz it. Because clearly in the first half, they haven't been able to get home with a four-man rush.
32-yard attempt by Tucker to give Baltimore
second
the lead.
Timeout, Detroit, a 30-second timeout.
And Jim Schwartz will take a timeout. Let Tucker think about it for just a moment. 18 of 18 inside the 39 this year. And as we mentioned, he's got 29 consecutive field goals. Lions jumped out early in this one by a score of 7-0, scoring on their opening drive. But since then, not much from the offense. Couple of big drops by Calvin Johnson have really hurt. Crunch time, your best players have to be your best players, and he's had a couple of rough ones tonight. Here's Tucker, he's ready now, trying to give the Ravens the lead with 4 seconds to go in the half. There's the kick, it is up, and Tucker sends it through. That's the final play of the first half, and it gives Baltimore the lead. They'll go to the locker room up by a score of 9-7. And the Lions will have to figure out some way to make Joe Flacco uncomfortable back there, because right now he's just got all the time in the world. And while Baltimore has not found the end zone, he's been able to do enough to give them the lead. They'll get the ball to start the second half as well. Coming up, we'll get you back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios and get you our halftime show. End of the first half, 9-7 Ravens. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the arch enemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just $1. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel.
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you're telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
With so many tires to choose from, summer, winter, performance, all season, and more, thank goodness all you really need to know is Bell Tire. And hey, isn't it nice to know you'll always get the lowest tire prices, too?
At Bell Tire, we shop the competition every day to make sure you always get the lowest tire price, period. We challenge you to find a lower price anywhere on all the top brand name tires in the business. In the rare case you do find a lower tire price someplace else, just bring it in and show us. We'll beat it. Guarantee. See BellTire.com for lowest price guarantee details. You can always count on Bell Tire for the lowest tire price, period.
What would you expect? After all, at Bell Tire, tire is their last name.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire, with over 85 locations there in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to BellTire.com. Hurry to Bell Tire today.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners, like Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Family-owned and operated for 45 years.
Lions Game Day continues now on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Brought to you in part by Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the NFL. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, here's Dan Hasty.
Thanks so much. It is halftime. Ravens on top of the Lions, 9-7. Let's go ahead and take a look at how the first half went down in our first half recap. This game had all the looks of a shootout early on as the Lions begin again with the football. With their third down on their own 23, third and 9, Matthew Stafford found Wayne State product Joyke Bell, who took a screen pass 23 yards to keep the drive alive. Another third down, 7 yards to go this time from Detroit's 49. Stafford stopped short after scrambling 5 yards up the right side, but a personal foul on Ravens rookie safety Matt Elam gave Detroit 15 yards and a first down. At that point, they wasted little time. Stafford and Nate Burleson for 17 yards. First and 10 at the Ravens 14, where Reggie Bush did the rest.
Stafford out of the gun, Bush to his left. Now he shifts Reggie to his right, still works from the gun. Matthew, inside handoff, Reggie, left side, trying to get the edge. 10, 5, end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions, Reggie Bush.
8 plays, 78 yards in just over 4 minutes, just like that, 7-0 Lions. Things would slow down from there. After both teams trade empty possessions, Ravens go 15 plays on a drive down to the Detroit 11, where it was 3rd and 8. The Ravens had already converted a pair of third downs on the drive, and the Lions' defense needed to make a stand.
Ravens go empty with Flacco out of the gun.
Is that crowd loud or what? Nice call by defensive coordinator Gunther Cunningham. Devin Taylor gets loose, and the Ravens get just 3 after a Justin Tucker field goal. Lions defense would hold again inside around the 10-yard line. Another field goal, though, by Tucker makes it 7-6, and that's how the first half would end. Another Tucker field goal, this time from 32 yards out, and that's where we sit at the half, 9-7. Since their 78-yard opening drive, the Lions with just 73 total yards. When we return, we'll take a look around the NFL scoreboard. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Hey, Lions fans. Jim Brandstetter here. You know, health insurance is like a good left tackle. It protects your blind side if you or someone in your family needs immediate care from a doctor or hospital. But if you're out there on your own, unprotected and uninsured, you should never think that health insurance is out of reach. Because the government is now providing millions of dollars to help uninsured people afford health coverage. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan makes it easy to find out whether you qualify. Just grab your cell phone and text 4SUBSIDY to 222-752. That's the number 4, followed by the word subsidy to 222-752. You'll be asked a few questions, and Blue Cross will text you the subsidy amount you may qualify for. You could get health insurance, plus end up saving a lot of money. To find out whether you're eligible for government money, just text 4SUBSIDY to 222-752.
Normal data plan charges will apply. Please be safe. Never text while driving. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Real estate is on the rise again. At RE/MAX, we value your time and want you to have the very best experience possible. Whether you're buying or selling, our agents have you covered. At RE/MAX, we've been helping people just like you for over 40 years. Your vision is our mission. Let us find that perfect home for you today. So make the move and contact RE/MAX at remax-detroit.com. 877-345-REMAX. remax-detroit.com. Each office independently owned and operated. Proud sponsor of the Lions Radio Network.
A good partner keeps you happy and healthy. Walgreens wants to do their part to keep you happy and healthy. And that's why they've teamed up with the Lions as their official pharmacy. Visit Walgreens for all your seasonal needs, including flu shots and free blood pressure tests. Many locations open late to serve all last-minute needs, including easy-to-transfer prescriptions. Be well. Go Lions!
Buddy's Pizza invites you to give the gift of square taste with Buddy's gift cards. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a free four-square cheese pizza with one time. Visit buddyspizza.com and order today.
From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios with Chuck Keller and John Hawkins, my name is Dan Hasty. Lions trail the Baltimore Ravens 9-7. Let's take a look around the NFL playoff picture. Just take a moment to see what's at stake here in the second half of tonight's game. With just two games to go and a two-game lead, it's a virtual certainty that the Seattle Seahawks will hold home field advantage throughout the playoffs when you look at the NFC. Behind them, the New Orleans Saints, despite a loss at St. Louis yesterday. The third seed belongs to the Philadelphia Eagles. They got help from Green Bay beating Dallas, even though Philly lost to the Vikings yesterday. In the fourth spot, tentatively, the Chicago Bears, who despite a new quarterback had no problem yesterday with the Cleveland Browns.
Jay climbs the pocket, hit high in the head as he throws it downfield, jump ball up in the air. Elshon! Not the ball to one! It was a total jump ball, touchdown Bears! Elshon just went up there and got the ball! Threw it down the right side, double covered. Whoever was going to get it was going to get it. And it was the rubber band man, Alshon Jeffrey, with those vice grips for the touchdown.
Jeff Joniak, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM Chicago. The Bears over the Browns, 38-31. So this game tonight, the utmost importance for the Lions' playoff chances. That's your NFL scoreboard at the half. Lions on the wrong side of a 9-7 score to the Ravens. Coming up, a Detroit team's already in the win column. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Now's a great time to lease a 2014 Ford Focus during the Dream Big Sales event at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. Right now, current AZ Plan lessees can lease a 2014 Focus SE front-wheel drive for $169 a month for 24 months with $879 due at sign-in. Plus, for a limited time, get a Sync and Sound package with leather seating worth $1,190 at no extra charge. Cash due includes first month's payment, acquisition fee, and waived security deposit. Excludes title, taxes, and license fees. Some payments higher, some lower. Payment includes $500 renewal bonus cash for RCL, RCO lessees who currently lease a Ford product and lease again through Ford Credit. Not all lessees will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Low Mileage Lease. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by January 2nd, 2014. Sound and Sync discount excludes S model. Lease a 2014 Ford Focus for only $169 a month during the Dream Big Sales event and get a Sync and Sound package with leather seating at no extra charge. See your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers today.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry presents Levion Chocolate Diamonds and Chocolate Cultured South Sea Pearls.
That's Jared!
Levion, unique, one-of-a-kind jewelry. From ancient royalty to today's red carpet, Levion is the only company on earth to make jewelry with chocolate diamonds, including exclusive designs you'll only find at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's original square pizza since 1946.
Dan Hasty back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Lions trail the Baltimore Ravens 9-7. Let's go ahead and take a look at the NBA. A surprise in Indianapolis. The Detroit Pistons topped the best team in the Eastern Conference. They beat the Indiana Pacers 101-96. Josh Smith with 30 points, 7 rebounds, his second straight game of 30 points or more. They're in Boston to take on the Celtics Wednesday night. At the half, Lions trail the Ravens 9-7, back out to Ford Field for the second half with Dan Miller and Jim Brandstetter next on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free. You know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier. And for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
Some of our members are small business owners, and they know the secret to success is usually just that, a secret. So we built American Express Open Forum, an online community that helps our members connect and share ideas to make smart business decisions. We built this for our members, but we made it open for everyone. Connect at openforum.com. This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
I want to buy these boots. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Kate, your discount double check saved you about $150. Enough to get them.
Hey, what about me? I don't have State Farm, but insurance give me money.
Fiddly-doo, there's no gold for you.
Ooh, good luck with the leprechaun.
Really? Kiss me.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com to help with unexpected savings. That's getting to a better state.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like Dunham Sporting Goods. Our big names bring you in, and our low prices bring you back.
Welcome back, Dan Hasty, the 1-800-CALL-SAM Studios. Lions trail the Baltimore Ravens 9-7 and trying to get the offense in gear. Tony Ortiz, Jim Brandstetter, and Dan Miller are back atop Ford Field as we're ready to start half number two. Guys.